A big auction for blue king crab is underway in Seattle, and it's got some members of the seafood industry talking. The product isn't being sold by the usual distributors, and it isn't from Alaska waters. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more on a government sell-off of seized Russian crab.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Office of Law Enforcement is managing the sale of nearly a quarter million pounds of king crab that they had seized after some evidence suggested that the product had been illegally caught in Russian waters. The sealed bid auction kicked off on July 5th, and it closes tomorrow. In the meantime, some crabbers have expressed concern that the auction is even taking place at all.
We're a little disappointed that there does appear to be an auction that's going to be occurring to sell this product to the highest bidder.
That said, Polson, who represents the Alaska Bering Sea crabbers, he says that selling off that crab could distort the market since the blue king crab quota was small last year.
It's a significant portion if you compare it to the blue crab that we catch in Alaska. I mean, it's 25% of our entire quota.
Some crab distributors are also unhappy with the auction. Eric Donaldson of The Crab Broker says that the auction could hurt the market for Alaska crab, especially with the brown king crab season a month away.
I don't think it's fair to any legitimate operator, anybody in the seafood business. I don't think it's fair to any guy that plays by the rules to have that product out in the marketplace. I mean, I just don't think that that's fair.
Todd Dubois is the assistant director of NOAA's law enforcement office, and he says that he understands those concerns.
We're sensitive to that. We certainly are not looking to cause an adverse reaction in the market, nor an adverse reaction to domestic fishers who are working very hard to comply with the law.
He says that the ideas being floated by the seafood industry won't work, though, because legal proceedings involving the crab are still underway. Because seafood is perishable, the government can't just hold on to the crab until matters are resolved. But it can't just give it away either. Dubois says that should it turn out that the crab was not illegal, then the importer is going to have to be reimbursed at market value. And the only way to determine that value and make sure that money is on hand is to have an auction.
The option to donate it to, say, charity or a school system or anything like that, well, we look for those opportunities whenever we can. This is an ongoing legal proceeding. And because of that, while we have probable cause to believe that it's illegal, it's still to be determined by the judicial process.
Dubois adds that while the auction might seem unfortunate to some, NOAA sees it as being necessary for deterrence.
Well, this in the short term seems like a very negative thing to some. The reality is information we've already received from overseas, from our Russian counterparts and others, is that this particular case has actually already had a change in behavior being observed in how things are being scrutinized in Russia and other places about being sent to the United States.
The seized crab is expected to have a wholesale value of approximately $3 million. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.